So here's a wild thought for you. For a lot of companies right now, the smartest move with AI isn't using the smartest AI. It's using a dumber one on purpose and saving a fortune doing it. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one's about a quiet rebellion happening inside tech companies right now against the very models everyone spent the last 3 years worshiping. Here's the setup. For a while, the playbook was simple. Whatever you're building, throw the biggest, smartest frontier model at it. AI, GPT, something, Claude, whatever's newest, paper token. Don't think too hard about it, ship fast, but here's where it gets interesting. A bunch of companies started actually looking at their bills and their latency, and their compliance teams started asking uncomfortable questions like, wait, where exactly is our customer data going when we call this API? And what they found was kind of embarrassing. A huge chunk of what they were paying frontier model prices for wasn't hard, it was repetitive, classifying support tickets, pulling structured data out of API, routing a message to the right department. Answering the same 50 questions customers ask over and over in slightly different words. That's not a job for a genius. That's a job for a smart intern who's done the same task 10,000 times. And it turns out you can take a small open weight model, the kind you can actually download, fine tune, and run yourself on your own hardware and get it to do that intern job just as well for a fraction of the cost. We're talking in some cases 10 to 15 times cheaper at real volume, not a rounding error, a completely different budget line. And honestly, I think this is a bigger deal than most of the flashy headlines this year because it's not sexy. Nobody's doing a keynote about we swapped our ticket classifier to a smaller model, but multiply that decision across every company quietly doing the math right now, and you're looking at a real shift in where the money and the power flows in this industry. Here's my takeaway. The frontier model gold rush trained everyone to think bigger is always better. Turns out for a lot of the actual grunt work AI does, bigger was just more expensive, same result. But here's the thing, while everyone's busy high-fiving themselves for going local and cutting costs, something else was happening quietly in the background, and it's basically the reality check on story number one. Because it turns out, going all in on small local models has a failure mode, and it's not subtle. Picture the company that got excited, ripped the frontier API out entirely, and went full local model for everything. Not just the repetitive stuff, but the messy, unpredictable, customer is furious, and typing in broken English at 2 a.m. stuff too. And what happened is exactly what you'd expect if you've ever asked a very confident intern to handle something way above their pay grade. The small model handled the easy 80% beautifully, and then choked on the weird 20%, the edge cases, the ambiguous requests, the way this customer is describing three different problems in one sentence situations. Because that's not a classification task, that's actual reasoning. And that's still where the frontier models, your GPTs, your Claudes, genuinely earn their premium price tag. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they say the opposite 2 minutes ago? Yeah, they kinda did. Welcome to how this actually works in practice. So what actually won in the end? Wasn't local models good or frontier models good? It was neither team, it was both working together. The pattern that keeps showing up everywhere is what people are calling a two-lane setup. Route the boring, high-volume, predictable stuff to your small, open-weight model. Think something in the Llama or Mistral family, fine-tuned on your own data. And keep a frontier model on standby as the safety net for anything the small model isn't confident about, anything rare, anything that actually requires thinking, it's basically triage. Nurse handles the routine cases, doctor only gets called in when it's actually complicated. Nobody wants the doctor doing every blood pressure check, and nobody wants the nurse performing surgery. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic's been leaning hard into making Claude the hard reasoning tool of choice for exactly these fallback scenarios. Google's out here pushing smaller Gemini variants specifically so people don't have to choose between cheap and capable. And someone on Reddit summed up the whole debate better than any analyst report I read this week. They said, quote, we spent 2 years teaching the AI to be smart, and now the hard part is teaching ourselves when not to use it. Which honestly, kind of the whole episode in one sentence. So here's the big picture. This industry spent its first act convincing everyone that bigger, smarter, more expensive was always the answer. AI, and now we're in the more boring, more mature second act. figuring out that the real skill isn't picking the best model, it's picking the right model for the right job every single time. That's not as thrilling as a billion-dollar dorm room startup story, but it might actually be the thing that determines who's still profitable a year from now. So next time someone tells you they're using AI for something, maybe the more interesting question isn't which model. It's why that one, and whether they even thought about it at all. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.